Did you know you can opt out of winter? With Vrbo, save up to $1,500 for booking a month-long stay. When thousands of sunny homes are waiting for you, why subject yourself to the cold? Put the snow shovel down, put the parka back in the closet, and don't you dare scrape another windshield. Slip into some flip-flops, consider a sunless tan, and use the monthly stays filter to save up to $1,500. Book your warm getaway at Vrbo.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Rise Higher Daily. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you today we're diving into something super important, setting healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, but rarely getting anything back? You know that feeling when your plate is overflowing, you're stretched thin, and you just want to scream, hold on, I need a minute. Yeah, well, you're not alone. Today we're going to tackle this head on. Because trust me, setting those boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. It's about creating space for your own needs and well-being. Think of it like this. Imagine a glass jar filled with some that's you, your time, your energy. When people continuously pour their requests and demands into that jar without respect for the existing sand, eventually it overflows. You get resentful, overwhelmed, and burnt out. Setting boundaries is about being intentional about what goes into that jar. Now, I know some of you might be thinking boundaries sounds intimidating. But trust me, they don't have to be. It's not about building walls or becoming a recluse. It's about communicating your needs clearly and respectfully. Think of it like saying yes to yourself and no to things that drain you without adding value. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of boundaries. 1. Identify your needs. First things first, figure out what truly matters to you. What energizes you? What drains your energy? When do you feel most fulfilled and content? Understanding your own needs is the foundation for setting effective boundaries. It's about recognizing what makes you tick, not trying to please everyone else all the time. 2. Learn to say no gracefully. This can be a tough one, I get it. We're often conditioned to say yes even when we really want to say no. But remember, saying no doesn't make you a bad person, it makes you self-aware. Practice those polite but firm declines. You don't owe anyone an explanation beyond thank you for the offer, but I won't be able to do that right now. 3. Communicate clearly and assertively. When setting boundaries, be direct and honest. Don't beat around the bush or apologize excessively. State your needs clearly and respectfully. For example, instead of saying maybe later, try I'm not available to do that right now, but I appreciate you thinking of me. 4. Set limits on time and energy. We all have a finite amount of time and energy. Don't be afraid to say no to commitments that drain your resources. You don't need to overcommit to please everyone. Focus on things that truly align with your values and goals. Remember, prioritizing self-care isn't selfish. It's essential for maintaining your well-being. 5. Be consistent. Boundaries are most effective when they're consistently enforced. Don't let people walk all over them just because you're feeling pressured or obligated. Stay true to your needs and communicate them clearly, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. Think about the time you agreed to help a friend with a project, but it ended up taking way more time than you anticipated, leaving you stressed and exhausted. You could have set a boundary earlier by stating how much time you realistically had available. Or maybe there was a social event you knew wouldn't be enjoyable but felt pressured to attend. Saying no gracefully in those situations would have saved you from unnecessary stress and allowed you to prioritize your well-being. Remember, setting boundaries is an ongoing process. It takes practice, self-awareness, and a willingness to stand up for yourself. But trust me, the benefits are worth it. You'll feel more empowered, less stressed, and ultimately happier with how you spend your time and energy. So there you have it, 5 powerful tips to help you set those healthy boundaries and create a more balanced life. What's one boundary you can start implementing today? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to Rise High Daily for daily doses of motivation and inspiration. We'll catch you on the next episode with another 5-minute mindset move to help you rise higher.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.